Play action, Manning, and wide open is Willis. Underthrown by Manning, intercepted by Phillip Adams. In the end zone for a touchback. Adams stole it away.
Two consecutive weeks, Phillip Adams, they like this kid.
I was real pleased with the way that Phillip Adams played, and Phillip's earned the right to get more playing time.
Well, he certainly deserves more playing time, to be sure. And coming up on Sunday against Kansas City, Phillip Adams playing in his 35th NFL game will make his first ever NFL start. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show, my friend, Greg Papa.
Thank you.
Glad to see you. Tell me about your thought process. You played a handful of games, obviously, with the Niners and with the Patriots and this year with the Raiders. But Sunday is your first NFL start. Does that change things the way you prepare?
No, not at all, because I've prepared as if I was going to be, a starter. So that's kind of approach I've been taking for a while now. So when the opportunity comes, I'm able to just go out there and feel comfortable, feel free, and play football.
And you're doing your thing. You've come up with a pick in each of the last two Raider games, and I want to go through each of them, starting with the one against the Denver Broncos on the Thursday night game. Matthew Willis, the wide receiver here, you're outside, a little out and up move, and he does get behind you, but great recovery skills and ball skills to run this underthrown ball down.
Well, I give credit to my defensive line because they did an excellent job on that of causing havoc, and I was able to go up underneath that and make that catch.
Yeah. There was some pressure from Lamar Houston, and he forced a little different angle on Peyton Manning's throwing arm, and the ball did hang up, but your recovery skills were evident there. And the one against Brandon Weeden was especially impressive to me, because you got knocked out of the game. That was the last play. Brandon Ross will come over the safety, and he will hit you here. Mm-hmm. And right after you made the interception, where were you right now when this happened?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. But my teammates, the whole secondary, man, we're all going for that ball. So in the heat of the battle, I was kind of woozy. But, hey, we got the turnover, and, I was happy about that.
I can always tell guys in the secondary if they have a basketball background, because they do. Some guys don't have great ball skills, and you do. And you do have a basketball background from your days growing up in South Carolina at Rock Hill High School. So what kind of a basketball player were you, Phillip?
I was okay basketball player. I had a real good team, man. A lot of memories, a lot of great memories. We won state championships and stuff like that. But, yeah, I was a little basketball player growing up.
I do want to ask you about your ability to return punts, because you've had a couple of big returns, 27-yarder against Kansas City and a 47-yarder against Miami this year. Talk about that element of the broken field running ability you have as a punt returner.
As a punt returner, your main job is to just catch the ball, and everything after that is secondary. Everything, the run out there, all that is just bonus. Your main job is to catch the ball, and that's what I try to do, as a punt returner. Make sure I catch the ball and hopefully just put the offense in the best position possible.
Are your days as a kickoff returner done? I remember your end of your rookie season with the 49ers, your return to kickoff against St. Louis, if I recall, the day after Christmas, and that was a bad ankle injury you suffered then.
It was a turning point in my career. It was either that, it really made me dig deep, because it took me a long time to really come back from that psychologically. I think I've grown as a player since that happened.
Without question, you've grown all the way to the point where you're going to get your first NFL start. We're going to talk to Coach Dennis Allen coming up in a moment during the next segment. What has he told you about your role being different? Just play your game now, whether you're playing, coming in later in the nickel or starting the game for him.
He has that tough mentality and just wanting to see you do the right things. And I respect that. He's a great coach, and I respect what he says. So I just go out every day and try to be as consistent as I can be. Just do the right things, be where I need to be, and when the plays are presented to me to make, then make them.